Vikings game plan from the TCO studios continue. Welcome back, Pete Bursich, Paul Allen. Two parts of your Vikings radio network team about set to analyze Detroit Lions tape. The Vikings are on a two-game losing streak. The Lions just had a three-game winning streak snapped. What are we going to see?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of what we expect, and that's Matthew Stafford. He's having a career-type year. That offense starts and stops with them. So that part of it we'll see. Defensively, they're going to try to get after our quarterback, Sam Bradford. Will they do it Philadelphia style with the blitzing, or will they do the four-man rush thing that the Bears did? We'll see. There's a lot of unknowns in our offensive game plan this week.
Stafford, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a passer rating above 100. 3 come from behind victories, including this gem to Anquan Boldin.
Well, this is one of the things that we know. We know that Matthew Stafford's pretty cold-blooded. In this case, you have Anquan Boldin right here in the slot. And once you see this play develop, Washington really has this play covered pretty well. They have DB right on top of Stafford right here, I'm Boldin right here, but he's able to make a little bit of a double move, use that big body, hump the DB behind him, and Stafford's able to thread the needle over the linebacker into the hands of Boldin for the touchdown. So we talk about Stafford having a great year. These are the kinds of things that he's been doing and is still able to do. Now, the other part of this equation has been the emergence of Theo Riddick. He's a huge part of this offense, and what he gives them the flexibility to do are things like this. Stafford sees that he's going to get a blitz. He knows he has man-to-man. And the thing that you're getting is anytime you can get a running back one-on-one with the linebacker in space, he can make that stab move. I mean, he completely turns around this offensive lineman.
The linebacker,
you see. And just, look, there's no one within 5 or 10 yards of him when he makes this catch. So he's able to move the chains, get some additional yardage after the catch. So those are the big things that he's able to do. Now, against the Green Bay Packers, same kind of situation. Stafford's taking a look. You get the running back out of the backfield. This time, he's out in the slot, running a route just like a wide receiver. They get him one-on-one with the safety, able to do a double move, empty the middle of the field. So he's as dangerous, actually more dangerous out of the backfield as a receiver than we've seen him as a running back. And now this case right here, one of the plays that we know has hurt the Minnesota Vikings defense is the screen. In this case, they're kind of giving it away. You've got a wide receiver, a tailback. You got Riddick at fullback. You know he's not going to be blocking. You know he's not going to be a lead blocker.
Yeah.
But the Philadelphia Eagles are unable to figure this one out. Good blocking down the field, and now you have that nice lane in that corridor to get Riddick into the end zone. So they find creative ways of getting him the football. He's a running back with a rare skill set in that he can do a lot of different things. So you get fast forward, you get down to the goal line. You have the extra big guy here on the line of scrimmage. Making everybody think it's going to be run. You explode to a formation. Now you've got a linebacker one-on-one in space. I mean, it's a mismatch all the way. You've seen him turn guys around. If you go back again, he's turning people around. It's going to be very difficult. Yes, we have good guys with Barr and some of our other linebackers, but Riddick, when he gets out in the open, he is very, very difficult to cover.
Not a bad little pick play here, I believe, by tight end Eric Ebron, too.
Exactly right.
And that's a pick. There should be a flag, right? Look at that.
Well, it's... The offensive player can't go out of his way to pick the defender.
Oh.
He looks like he's just running a basic route here. But this is pretty good heads up by the Lions offensive coordinator, who I think we know. What's his name again, Scott? Something.
It's Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. So Jim Bob Cooter knows that when they explode out of this, that they're going to get man-to-man across the board, run the little pick route. The hell of a catch there by the running back.
Yeah.
So that's what we're seeing out of the Lions, Paul. That's really... Theo Riddick has become a backbone. He's been the outlet. He's been more to this offense than we've seen. You know, starts and stops with Stafford, but Riddick has really, really become a big part, and we have to stop him, especially after what happened in Chicago a week ago.
So post-Calvin Johnson with the free agent acquisition of Marvin Jones, who's, by all accounts, had a really good season, they bring in Anquan Boldin. Golden Tate yearly is one of the better yards-after-catch receivers in the NFL, and their tight end Eric Ebron finally is healthy. Riddick is getting the majority of the offense, not only running but catching.
He is, and it just goes to show you how defenses operate. If you position yourself and form a defensive plan to stop those big weapons, it allows a running back like Theo Riddick to just make his way. You can't just cover him one-on-one with the linebacker, so now you've got to account for the guy to the backfield.
Yeah.
He's not making the huge plays, but he's moving the chains. He's consistent. And they will, if you allow them to, they will throw him the ball up and down the field to get within touchdown distance or, as you see, make some explosive plays.